Hello, my friends. Jacobs here one more time. Thanks for pressing play, for spending a little QT with me. You watch wrestling, huh? You a WWF fan? You ready? Ready for The Rock to come over and tempt you? Like the devil tempting Jesus in the wilderness? This is what's happening right now in mainstream, you know, we'll say mainstream TV. I don't even know what you say, streaming services, Netflix. Right now, WWE is a big thing on Netflix, and they're huge. And The Rock, obviously, now he's part owner with this company. He's one of the, you know, the big time board members. He's going by the title, The Final Boss. We've talked about him recently on other broadcasts. We're in WrestleMania. It was actually like kind of a picture of the devil sifting you like wheat, coming down and, you know, seeing what kind of metal you're made of. But now he's back in the ring again with Cody Rhodes, and probably one of the most cringy segments I've ever seen in world wrestling. It was like really, it was terrible. It went on for like ever. It was like 15 minutes. It was very, we'll say it was a little touchy-feely, a little weird, a little awkward. And the devil, you know, portrayed by The Rock in this scene, was asking Cody Rhodes to, you know, basically give me your soul. That was the whole thing. I can't play a clip of it, of course, but you see some stills over there in the middle of the ring. This is the big thing. And the irony is, I find it to be something that's a little check in my spirit. I'm like, why are they acting out this famous scene? This is like the most famous scene in scriptures, where Jesus is tempted in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. And in that time, he doesn't eat anything. And of course, there's a big time spiritual meaning to this, because when you consume something, it's not just about you're eating, you know, an apple or you're eating a banana, because when you eat something, you become one with it. But really, Jesus says in the scriptures later, he says the food that he has to eat is to do the will of God. So in the wilderness, you know, he was hungry for the will of God, but he didn't, you know, it's a tough place to be. Because the devil's in your ear all day long, messing with you. It's a scene of temptation. So when The Rock was in the ring talking to Cody Rhodes and saying to him, I'll give you everything if you just be my champion. Of course, I found that to be so strange, because, of course, the God's Champion t-shirt that is available, by the way, if you want to go to the links in the description, you click on down there and you can support the channel. Get yourself a God's Champion outfit. It helps. You know what else helps? Smashing that like, but even better, sharing the video around. How about them apples? But don't just share it to other people, because some people are like, I don't want to share it because people think you're a weirdo. And I wonder why that is. Share it to yourself. Hit the share button. Just send it to yourself so you could watch it later. How about them apples? So he's in the middle of the ring acting out, you know, this scene. And I go, this is a moment, because it is really like, it's kind of like one of the biggest shows right now that it's on Netflix, WWE. It's getting numbers, still less than when I was working there, because I had a little bit of a time as one of the writers there between 99 and 2001. But still, the ratings right now are still off the charts. So why is The Rock doing this? And the bigger question is, why is it a picture of, we'll say, the Jesus Barabbas of the world and the American nightmare of the world? Because that's what Cody Rhodes is. This is a picture of all of us right now in a moment in time where we're being given a little bit of a temptation. You know, how are we going to act? How are we going to behave? How are we going to exist in this new order of things? This new order where you're not going to get it's going to like mess around and you're going to find out. You know, it's going to be one of those things. So where are we, and what are we to learn from this? So I went back and I looked at this. And this is found in, well, it's in all the Gospels, but Luke 4 is what I looked at. And you got to understand something, because I find it to be a little connected to my journey and what I'm going through right now. Because right now, we're all kind of in this little bit of a wilderness experience, right? We were filled with the Holy Ghost, just like Jesus was, right? We were baptized. Well, we're going to do the Lord's work, right? And then what ends up happening? We end up going into this wilderness adventure, this journey where we're like, we had to deal with the virus, the crown, and we had to deal with lockdowns. We had to deal with all this stuff. And in the midst of it, now, after going through all that, we're like almost at the end of the journey. And that's the irony, because at the end of the journey is when that devil starts to tempt you. and to test you right before you get into that promised land. Because after 40 years in the scriptures, it's very symbolic. Israel was wandering around for 40 years until they entered in. 40 days, 40 nights of temptation. It's 40 weeks to a pregnancy. It's a picture of us spiritually. But when I was looking at this, because the devil uses three things. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. So God's leading led us into this journey. That's the point. I want to point that out. You didn't do nothing to yourself, okay? God has a purpose and a plan for you. You want to give your life to God. So what happens is the Spirit then leads you into the wilderness. Why? So you could be tempted. So you could be tested and tried. So that the Spirit of God prevails in the end. So you learn a lesson that it's not on you. It's not about what I can do to make my channel go viral or to get more subscribers, which you can do by hitting that subscribe button right there. You see that? I even put a little sound effect there so that you click it like Pavlov's dogs. Click, bing, go subscribe. But I can't make somebody subscribe. You know, I can't decide whether or not my channel is going to survive or not. It's all in God's hands. And this is what this temptation is about. And that's why it really hit me today. The devil said to him, okay, so this is right afterwards. He says, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil, he ate nothing during those days. And at the end of it, he hungered. So at the end, he's hungry. I'm hungry, Lord. I've been at this a long time, Lord. I'm starving. And the devil said to him, if you're the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread. Now, I've taught what that stone means many times because, you know, the tablets of stone that Moses wrote the law on, okay? A stone is hung from the sinner who, the millstone hung around his neck. So turn the stone into bread. And I've used that as an example. It's like turn this rudimentary, you know, understanding of how God is and his grace and his Spirit, turn it into something that is, we'll say, fulfilling. But gotta understand something. Sometimes a stone, you throw it into the water, it sinks. A stone doesn't have any life in it. If you have a situation that you're going through right now, and it's like a stone, it's like a rock, and it's stuck there, and you're like, I've been serving God, I'm doing the right thing, what else can I cut out? Can I cut out carbs, Lord? Is that the next thing I could do to make my life a little bit better so this stone becomes something that can fulfill me and satisfy me and sustain me? The devil's like, hey, you're the Son of God, right? Make it work. Make your channel go viral, you know? So I put a little post up, this video is going to go viral. Then nothing happens. You know why? Because this is what Jesus says. It's written, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of God's mouth. The devil led him up to a high place. So here's the thing. Now, you know what's really interesting? Is as I'm reading this, it's almost like I'm hit with a Mandela effect. Jesus answered, says, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. The next line, you know what it is probably in one of the other gospels, is but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God, because that's God's will. So man's not going to live by bread alone. So you can't take the stone and turn it into bread. It's not about making this work. It's not about taking your thing that's going down the tubes right now, or your trouble that you're facing right now and making it work. It's about understanding that God's in charge of everything. God's in charge of it. You don't have to live by that. You live by every word that comes out of God's mouth. The devil then led him up to a high place and showed him instantly the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, I'll give you all their authority and their splendor. It's been given to me, and I'll give it to you. Anyone I want to, I can give it to. If you worship me, it'll be all yours. Jesus answered and says, it's written, worship the Lord your God and him alone you serve. That's what the rock was acting out. He's like, if you just be my champion, if you just do this, I can give you Hollywood. I can give you that. I can give you everything. And ironically, if I did certain things for my channel, if I will say sold out, or if I, you know, refused to show love when it was very popular to be hateful, or if I lied and I exaggerated, because in the world, if I do that, it'll succeed. If I just fall down and worship the devil, if you will, and what's the devil, the father of all lies, the deceitfulness of riches, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the deceitfulness of riches. If I fall down and worship that, I'll give you all this. I'll give you that new Tesla if you just kind of repost all of Elon's stuff, right? I'll give you that. But Jesus said very clearly, he says, it's written, you worship God and you serve him alone. I don't got to cut corners. I don't got to play games. I don't got to, go along with the crowd, even if that means they're going to call for my death, because that's what Jesus did. That's the thing. You got to be willing to take up your cross. In this wilderness, we're tempted. It's like, how are you going to make it work? You're supposed to be serving God. Why isn't it working? Okay, well, you know what maybe you should do? Maybe you should start reposting Alex Jones. Maybe you should start, just going along with things. Maybe you should say, Andrew Tate's all right. If you follow that, maybe you get into the algorithm and then you get that push. And Jesus is like, no. I'm not going to follow after the ways of the world. I'm not going to do the things that they're doing, because God alone is who we worship and who we serve. And then listen to the last temptation, because this is the best one. If you get through the first two, then the devil led him up to Jerusalem and he had him stand at the highest point of the temple. If you're the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down from here, for it's written, he'll give you command of his angels concerning you to guard you carefully, then lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Remember what stones are again. Jesus said, it is said, do not test the Lord your God. And then the devil finished. That last temptation is like, why don't you just forget about being a moral man? Why don't you just forget about it, right? You're up there. You know that God loves you. You know that God's in charge, right? What does it matter? Why don't you just do what everybody else? Why don't you do the things you used to do again? Why don't you throw yourself down and we'll see how loving God is? And he's like, no, we're not going to tempt God. I don't know about you, Lance, but I'm not going to tempt God. What about you, my friend?
I think the first temptation kind of even summarizes all three, because to me, man shall not live by bread alone. I mean, I tried that, all my life, because I thought this Bible here, this is the word of God, and I try to live by that. But when it really comes down to it, man shall live by every word that proceeds forth from the mouth of God. So, and understanding that Christ dwells within us, that, we're the temple. We are the temple. And the word of God dwells within us. And through that inspiration, through that intuition and all that, when we follow the word of God, it comes forth from within. I struggle with that sometimes, because I know if I'm still, I think, be still and know that I am God. I think I have to go in the room and be still or whatever. No, what I have to do is when somebody triggers me, I just have to be still.
Mm. And you have anything?
But it's very hard not to react. It's very difficult. Right away, you want to launch forth with the, rebuttal and anger or whatever emotion that you're triggered with.
Do you have anything in your life that was a stone and you had the temptation that you had to make it work instead of just leaving it on the ground?
Yeah, I probably have many of them, but I'm gonna pass. I'm gonna let Rock give you his, because
what about you, Rock?
Ready to speak.
So any temptations? Well, you have your daily life temptations. And mostly the most ones that, I've already beat a lot, but the most ones I face was lust. As a man, you see a pretty woman and you get them thoughts but for the most part, only thing really is just lust.
Can I tell you how I combat that with my, and it is because look, we're wired, we're men, right? So we're wired evolutionary? I don't even know if that's the word, but we've evolved from, we had these drives to see women that look like they would then take, our genetic code and then create babies. We were programmed from birth to, be fruitful and multiply. So that's something that's deep ingrained. But the object of your desire and your lust, how do you turn it into, say, your wife or your girlfriend or whatever? You know what I started doing? I started, instead of like, you know, obviously I stopped looking at porn. That's like a huge thing. Okay. And, you know, and that could take many, many times. And, you know, it's, you got to understand that God's grace is like endless. And there'll come a time like when I was smoking cigarettes for years back in the day, when I just, you know, many times I tried to quit, I desired to quit, I prayed to quit. And then one day I just didn't have that urge and I just didn't go back to it because I knew that that was a demon that was very difficult to get rid of. Something that, you know, was bad for me, that brought me a lot of shame and I felt bad for. Same thing can be said for that. So that would be one way. Another way was I started to fantasize about my wife and our adventures. It sounds silly, but you know, like the ones that were like extraordinary, I keep them on repeat in my head instead of, you know what I mean? So it like, and I'm older now. You can ask anybody who it's over 50, it becomes less and less an issue. And, thankfully, you know, I'm very attracted to my wife and I love my wife very much, but I'm a man. So, you know, so you understand that you shouldn't be ashamed of it. You're wired that way. But the fact that this is something that bothers you proves your love for the person you're with in a huge way. Love is much deeper than the flesh, right? So the lust of the flesh, the pride of, Paul said this. He said, he prayed about this. He said, you know, it's like, you know, the thing that I hate to do the most, I'm doing. I find myself doing it, Lord. Will you take it away? I prayed 3 times to get rid of this, and I'm still, you know, there's a girl who's walking by, and I'm like, ah, I'm like, come on, can you get rid of this for me? And God says, my grace is sufficient for you. This is a process. So I guess the first thing to do is to not beat yourself up too much about it. Give yourself a little bit of credit for the fact that this is something that bothers you and that you want it to be less of an issue. And that faith is proof that it won't be. And I'm proof that it won't be too, because this is something I struggled with. I don't know many men that didn't struggle with it, you know? So I think that that's pretty amazing. But yeah, it's kind of like if you're the son of God, you know, why don't you just, you know, go back to it. God forgives you. No big deal. Right? You see what I mean? See how it works? Yeah. Give you a little temporary pleasure. Then you'll feel miserable for like hours afterwards and pray for forgiveness. Take a shower. Do whatever you got to do to get that stupid shame off of you. You're a good dude. I think that you should really be proud of yourself for that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. But yeah, it's just a process. I know it's a sanctification process. So I just, like I said, I recognize it, I bring it forth, and that's the main thing right there.
You're doing good.
Words you said it best yesterday. You said being in God's hands is scary.
It is scary. It is. Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm not the only one that is, you know, like I wake up in the morning sometimes. I know I put on a brave face and I have a good time with things. But, you know, like anything else. There's a reason why in the scriptures it talks about he's a man of many sorrows and stuff like this. This is, we're all going to go through this. The birthing process can be excruciating at times, but it can also be so invigorating. And so when I am encouraged that a really boring, you know, part of the WWE was a really boring segment, And really it's like, you know, the storytelling, it could have been so much more interesting and cool. And, but that is what it is. But it gets me to then look it up. Like, how many people now are going to maybe learn about that story and about how that temptation, we're all tempted. Christ was tempted in all ways that we're tempted. Why is that? Because like Lance said, because Christ is in us. And all we're tempted, Christ is tempted. He took upon himself the sins of the world, our sins. And that's how we know we're going to be delivered from them.
I don't know. I was actually tempted in the wilderness today. My dog started running up to a lady and barking at her, and she was super scared. And I guess instead of, I was trying to like, he's not going to attack you. Like, I think, you know, when dogs when you're scared, dogs see that and they feel that and they'll react to it. But I guess my temptation was I didn't handle it properly, you know, like she kept calling me names. Oh. But I was trying to be nice, but it was just in the moment. So I guess, I don't know, that kind of a temptation in the wilderness.
You know, it's hard to, a dog barking is a good thing because the dogs in scripture, the dogs are outside. So you shouldn't really even concern yourself with that. But it is a scary thing. And that person is probably going through something. You know this as well as I do. That has nothing to do with you. Danielle got this. She likes this YouTuber or influencer named Mel, and she has this let them thing. Like if they're let them be jerks, you know. Let them be jerks. Well, listen, everybody. I want to thank you all for coming on. By the way, we do this every. We're going to probably do this maybe once a month, but we've been doing it every other week here on Patreon. If you want to join, all you got to do is the link is in the description. You join in. You can join for free, $1, $5, anything. It all helps the channel, but everything $5 and up. Get you in here, and then we get together and we have a good time, and then next thing you know, maybe you're on YouTube. So if you want to support the channel, that's one way to do it. Of course, February's come to an end. Truly free home, but a truly free home. And down the links in the description, you get 300 free loads of laundry if you buy something. I mean, it's like that's like the whole year, and it's awesome, toxic free. I don't know. It's a beautiful thing. You're beautiful people. I love each and every one of you. I want to thank all of you for coming on the show today. God bless you all, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.